celebration today. This is Easter Sunday, better known in the Christian community as Resurrection Sunday, kind of separating it from a pagan holiday and designated it as a Christian holy day, one of the holiest days of Christmas. More important than Christmas.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Because if he hadn't fulfilled his mission to go to the cross, if he hadn't rose from the dead the third day, then the baby in the manger would have no significance at all. He came to do that. He accomplished that. He cried from the cross, Tetelestai, which being interpreted is, it is finished. What he came to accomplish, he finished it, accomplished it once and for all at the cross. And I didn't get to shake your hand, and he'd get a hold of me, I'd be in big trouble. I better shake his hand. He could bench press a Buick. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have the joy of this holy day today, and we have get-togethers. I'm sure everybody has something planned. Anybody got anything planned kind of special today? Is it? Oh, okay. He pointed at his belly. Okay. How many got looking forward to having a good celebratory meal today? Amen. The holiday part of this, celebrated without knowledge and understanding of the spiritual and eternal significance, is families getting together. That's a good thing. Eating a celebratory meal, that's a good thing. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. But to us who are saved today, we know the significance of Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
The Bible said, if Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. The dead are not raised, and we are found to be liars. The whole faith crumbles unless he was raised from the dead.
Amen.
But he did raise from the dead, and we're celebrating that today. Amen. One of the things we're celebrating and commemorating, we're going to receive communion in just a few moments. If you know Christ as your Savior, I pray you'll receive communion with us today. If you don't receive communion today, then we pray that by the end of the service, you come to know Jesus. And next Easter, or next time we celebrate the communion, that you can join with us. Don't let this phrase throw you. If anyone received this unworthily, it becomes a curse instead of a blessing. He drinks death to himself. And what was happening, the reason that phrase is in there, is because when they came together for communion, they turned it into a picnic. They turned it into drinking so much wine. Now, this is not real wine. Even if it was, you're not going to get drunk off this little thing we're about to have here today. Amen. We just don't have real wine. It could use real wine. No point in it. Cost more. Grape juice is. This is tokens. This is not anything other than tokens of his broken body, his shed blood. But what they were doing, they wouldn't wait for each other. They just pigged out. They turned a holy service into something just for their flesh. And that's being irreverent to what is supposed to happen when we receive communion. And that irreverence is what he's talking about. If anyone received this unworthily, let me tell you something. Not one person in this room is worthy of the body of Christ. But everyone who is a Christian is worthy through and because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So there's a preacher, a friend of mine, and I got a few friends, not many, but this particular preacher, he said he and his wife, they had a big family blowout. Does anybody know anything about, I'm not saying your family, but have you ever heard of a big family blowout? Let's put it that way, very delicately. Most ever, you haven't ever heard of that? Anyway, I think everybody has. So he and his wife skipped communion. It's pretty obvious when the preacher and his wife don't receive communion, because he interpreted it unworthily as, until I repent of this attitude, this anger, this imperfection in myself, in my character, then I'm not worthy to receive communion. Don't let that throw you. You're not worthy. He isn't worthy. We are not worthy. That's the glory of the communion service, that we who are unworthy, God gave his Son. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I don't know if you're a big sinner, little sinner, in-between sinner, but we've all sinned.
Amen.
And that was a good amen right there. Give me, at least you're going to be honest today. I said we've all sinned. I'm going to give you one more chance to be honest and come short of the glory of God. And that simply means we've missed the mark. In archery, it would be to aim for the target at best we can and let the arrow go. And not only not hit the bullseye, but not even hit the outer ring. And not only not hit the outer ring, but not hit any area of the whole setup that is holding the target. In other words, none of us can hit the bullseye, and all of us can't hit the target altogether. If the target is sinless perfection, perfect holiness, without ever a sin, then Jesus wouldn't have to come, and he wouldn't have had to die on the cross for us. But the glory of all of this is, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the glory of this is that we can be forgiven because he died in our place on the cross. And that's why we're going to receive communion this morning. Two things should happen. This is my 54th Easter service that I have led and celebrated. That's a lot of years of celebrating Resurrection Sunday. Amen. That's how long I've been pastor, evangelist of Holy Church of God, and I'm glad to share it with you today. Amen. I'm glad that I have been saved and my sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
I'm glad that not only have they been forgiven, they've been forgotten. As it is written, saith the Lord, I will cast their sins away from them as far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
That's a long way. If you go north, you hit the North Pole. Stops right there. You go south, you hit a South Pole. If you go east to the west, you just to infinity and beyond. That great prophet Buzz Lightyear. Can you say amen? Is that an oxymoron? Mike's not here. He had a flat tire, and we pray he'll be okay wherever he is. If he don't have AAA, after we get done here and go eat, we'll go see about him. No, somebody will go see about him if he needs help. We love our professor today. I'm glad it's that far. I'm glad that he doesn't remember. Their sins will I remember no more. That means they're gone. In forensic language, courtroom language, it's been expunged. That means we had a record. It was on the record, but it's been taken from the record. And that's why we overcome the accuser, the devil, is because our sins have been forgiven and forgotten. And forgotten. As it is written, I will cast their sins away from them. I won't associate you with it anymore. As far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. That's infinity. And that's why we celebrate and commemorate on Resurrection Sunday. Number one, we commemorate his death, his sacrifice on the cross. And the second half of this service, we celebrate the resurrection. The Bible said he suffered and died for our sins, but he was raised for our justification. We're back in a courtroom.
Amen.
And courtroom language. when he's raised for our justification, it means that no indictment against us from man or devil or angel, hallelujah, will stand up in court. Justified means that there's nothing legally that will cause God to change his attitude or mind about receiving us as his children. Amen. And about our forgiveness. Amen. That excites me today. I'm glad my sins are forgiven.
Can I share my testimony?
You may.
I was watching a old campy Jesus movie. I mean, Matt's 53.
My youngest son.
So 3 years, it took me 3 years. I wanted to have a baby as a Christian. I thought it's going to be easier. Well, it's not. It wasn't. But anyway, so that's how I know. It was 3 years. So if he's 53, then 56 years ago, on Good Friday, I was watching this old costume campy movie. And the Holy Spirit came in my living room. I was all by myself. And I didn't know anything. I just knew, all of a sudden, I knew I was lost.
Yeah.
And I got down on my knees, and I asked God to save me.
Yeah.
And he did, right there in my living room, all by myself. And I was pretty ignorant about a lot of things. But anyway, that was on Good Friday. I went to church that next Sunday. I don't know if I drug you or not. He was backslid at that time, so.
Way back.
But anyway, 1 year later, on my anniversary, my first anniversary, I was in the hills of Jamaica. I mean, way back in the boonies where there was no running water and no electricity. And I was at a sunrise service there, and it was absolutely marvelous. And I mean, there was a voodoo man outside the mission home we went to and stayed at, trying to put a hex on us, you know. But I thought he was funny looking. I thought that man is nuts.
Yeah,
I wasn't afraid of him. You know, now I might think twice, but I know more now. But then, you know, you're a child, and it's like, well, God's greater than him. Why should I be afraid of him?
That's right.
So, anyway, I just want to thank God, because he's kept, like you said, there's a lot of failures between then and now.
Yeah.
But he's been faithful every time to cleanse us and throw all that stuff out of our
absolutely
mind. You know, I'm not out of our mind, but out of his mind. He is not holding anything against us.
That's exactly right.
And I'm thankful for that too. Yeah.
I came home from work that night, and the lights were on. She's usually asleep because I night shift. Came home from work, the lights are on. I couldn't wait to get home because I wanted to get me a cigarette. She had her cigarettes. I didn't take any with me. I bummed off everybody else, and I wanted to get home. And I come in, and number one, the cigarettes were gone. She flushed them down the commode. She just got rid of a habit. She didn't want any habit. She just...
My papa said it was
And she got rid of it. Amen. But the great thing was she had received the Lord as her personal Savior. And I said, my goodness, God's ganging up on me. It's time I come home to the Father's house. And it wasn't too long. I won't share my whole testimony, but God got a hold of me. And he's never let me go, and I'm not going to let him go. But it's not my grip on him that is holding me fast today. It's his grip on me. As it is written, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. So the first part of the celebration should be to commemorate his death, his cross, his shed blood and broken body for you and for me. so that we could enjoy the benefit and the blessing of having our sins forgiven and forgotten. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have an accuser. Everybody say the devil.
The devil.
You know what the devil means in the Greek? It means, it's diablos. And it means a maligner. It means someone that will say, you're no good. God could never accept you and love you and embrace you. And he accuses us to someone that has the power to reject us. Yeah. He accuses us, the Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 12, now is the accuser of our brethren cast down that accused them before God. He's relentless. Say he's relentless.
Relentless.
Day and night. He never lets up. But God never accepts his accusations, because not only did Jesus die so that we could be forgiven, he was raised for our justification.
Amen.
And justification back in the courtroom, it means there's nothing that you can be accused of that you will be convicted of and punished for.
Amen.
Thank you for the hearty amen. Did anybody bring some shouting shoes? Amen. Last time I talked about shouting shoes, I took my shoes off and borrowed your shoes. And they fit pretty good. Amen. Why is, you know, the Christian faith is not a bunch of religious rituals. It's a relationship with God through Amen. Jesus Christ. And it's a joyous relationship. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. We're going to do that after we get through here. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, yes. Number one. It means that yes. you have been made right with God through yeah. the blood Amen. Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your repentance of your sin, your faith in him. Being right with God is powerful.
Amen.
Amen. Because it brings peace yes. with God.
Amen.
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 We were his enemies. We had blasphemed his name. We sinned against him. But now we're his friends. And not only his friends, dear friend, we're his family.
Amen.
Doesn't appear what we shall be. But right here, right now, we are the sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. We're accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. What manner of love? That's what Paul said. When I fell in love with this woman almost 64 years ago, yeah, 64 coming up. There was a song back then. What kind of love is this that makes me want to jump and shout?
Amen.
I mean, I didn't jump and shout, but I got pretty excited.
You were a wild thing.
I was a wild thing. I don't know about you. I was lost before I got saved. I needed a Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. What kind of love is this that makes me want to jump and shout? What kind of love is this that turns my whole life inside out? You know, we could Christianize that, because the Apostle Paul said, what manner of love is this that we might be called the sons of God? Can you say amen? So not only does he forgive, not only does he forget, he brings us into his royal family.
Yeah.
Jesus prayed for it in John 17. He said, Father, you know how I'm in you and you're in me and we're one. He said, I pray for everyone that believes on me that they may have that same relationship with us. I in you and you in me. How did God answer that? When you come to Christ and you really get saved, you are not just baptized in water to join a church. You're baptized into Christ
yes.
to join God's holy heavenly family.
Amen.
For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body.
Right.
The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. How intimate. We become bone of his bone. Am I quoting right?
Amen.
I know it's hard. This is something to chew on. Amen. Amen. We need to chew. If you can't swallow it, just chew it and get the juice out of it. It will help you a lot.
Amen.
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 Are we one with him?
Yes.
Are we his members in particular?
Yes.
Are we bone of his bone?
Yes.
Flesh of his flesh?
Amen.
That's how he accepts us in the beloved. How can he accept us as sons and daughters?
Yeah.
Because, here, breaking news this morning. You're not worthy of that.
Amen.
In yourself, I don't care how holy, how righteous, how religious you are. No one is worthy of that.
Amen.
That's why Paul was in shock. What manner of love is this? That we might be called legitimately, legally, the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's amazing. So Jesus prayed for that, and then he prayed something else. He said, Father, you know how you love me? I want you to love them that believe on me with the same love.
Amen.
The same love. Everybody say the same love.
The same love.
I don't feel worthy of that, but I accept it.
Yes, sir.
I accept it by faith because God said it. And he answered that prayer. Does it say same love in your Bible? I'd like a better amen out of you then. Don't sit there and puzzle God's word. Everybody got these big Bibles out, and I say something that's in the book, and then people kind of say, I don't know about that. That's a tall order right there. It's not too tall for God, because the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. And Jesus has made it possible through his cross and his shed blood that we could not only be forgiven, our sins could be forgotten, and we could be brought into God's royal family. So the book of Ephesians said, that we are accepted in the beloved. What does that mean? It means since he's baptized us into his son. Now, you're going to have to strap in for this, but I'm going to say it to you. So he accepts us as his son. And answers both prayers of Jesus. Father, you know how I'm in you and you're in me. I want them to be in us in the same kind of fellowship relationship. So Christ is in you, the what?
Hope of glory.
The hope of glory. You know how you know you're going to heaven? Because Christ is living in you.
Amen.
If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his.
Amen.
This is not the baptism in the Holy Ghost. This is Jesus coming to indwell you.
Amen.
And everyone who gets saved, he comes to indwell.
Amen.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost is power for service. Indwelling Christ, indwelling us, is a work of the Spirit when we come to Christ as our Savior.
Amen.
You belong to him. He sealed you with the Holy Spirit, which means to mark as his own.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you want to walk out of here hanging your head, if you want to walk out of here today and say this, I expected just religious ritual. We do this all the time. We go, we hear about the cross, we hear about the empty tomb, we go home, we eat a big meal, and we go right back into the pattern of life of defeat, distraction, and discouragement, and we just walk around after the Easter service, amen, after we've taken a nap, and we go back to work, and our week just runs through. But there's a challenge this morning. In this service, this is my 53rd. I know how to do it. I know what to say. I know what to read. I refuse to do it today because there's a greater need here. And it's a no, amen, what it means when we receive that communion and what we're commemorating, so we know why we are celebrating. And if the church don't get a little bit of joy, if the church don't get a whole lot of victory, the world's never going to believe. how wonderful God is and how powerful the blood of Jesus is. I want to be a personal representative of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if the religious crowd wants to just look religious,
come on,
and not experience or express the joy of the Lord, you can count me out. I don't want to be part of religious ritual, because I have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He calls me His son, and I call Him, are you ready for this? Are you? Okay, just checking.
Amen.
Yep. Okay. Hallelujah. I know what you came expecting today. I know exactly what you came expecting. We're going to talk about poor Jesus on the cross and feel pity for Him. May even shed a tear. And time is short. If we don't show the world the kingdom of God and represent that kingdom, they're going to look at us and say, seriously? You have all of that, and this is all you can manifest? Sad. Just, I hope He comes soon. If He don't come soon, I don't know what we're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. He is coming soon, but I know what I'm going to do until He comes. I'm going to do what He told me to do. Occupy till I come. Well, Brother Venable, where can I go? He's not talking about that. When you get victory over an enemy and take their territory, you occupy.
Yeah.
When we defeated Japan, there was a whole lot of things came out of there that you could buy. And it came from what? Occupied Japan. God says, I want you to have a victory, amen, that sin can't cancel, that the devil can't cancel, and that you won't even let your own conscience cancel.
Yeah.
We're supposed to, through this blood, we're supposed to have our conscience sprinkled from evil. You know what that means? Guilt and shame. If you're cleansed, don't let the devil accuse you. If you're cleansed, don't receive it from anybody. God will forgive you. There are people that will not. And it's going to be on them and not on you.
Amen.
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 I make sure I forgive everybody I possibly can. And if there's anybody I forgot, that God will remind me. So if you've ever done me any wrong, lady came to my door one time. Not my door, the church. I was in the basement working. And I opened the door, knocked on the door. Said, Pastor Venable, if I've ever done anything to harm you or the church or your ministry, would you please forgive me? It had been so long since that person had done all of those three above. I couldn't wait for somebody to come that may never show up and carry that unforgiveness and let it be a stumbling block and interrupt my joy and take away my peace.
Come on, brother.
So I told the lady, I said, listen, I forgave you several years ago. And I knew she just wanted to get it off of her. And I said, but just to be clear, I forgive you again if you need it.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm not going to carry that. Why? Amen. Because the peace of God is more important to me than carrying some guilt or hurt in my heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bible said that we should be kindly affectioned one to another, forgiving one another.
Amen.
Well, that means we can't be so perfect we don't ever need that. And you shouldn't expect such perfection, therefore, out of anybody else that you're not willing to freely give that.
Amen.
If Christ forgave, if God for Christ's sake forgave us, we ought. When you see ought, it is a shortened form of O2.
Amen.
Ought. O2. Bring it together, you have ought. If God only forgave us for one reason, for Christ's sake, because of His sacrifice, His intervention on the cross for us. We owe it to each other to forgive one another.
Amen.
That's a debt we owe.
Amen.
Praise God. I love paying that debt because it not only gets somebody else off the hook, it gets me off the hook with God.
Amen.
And I love being right with God.
Amen.
If I didn't have the... Listen, I'm an old guy by most people's assessment. And these guys right here, they keep me well aware that I'm an old guy. How many look at me? When I looked at anybody my age, I said, now there is an old guy right there. Until I became this age. And I said, you know, this is not as old as I thought it was. And to look at some people half my age that don't have victory and don't have the joy of the Lord as their strength, I'd rather be me at my age with the joy of Jesus
Amen.
Than to be half my age and not have that joy.
Amen.
You know why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
I used to pump iron. I used to go to the gym. I was a gym rat. I went 4 days a week. I ate tuna fish. I ate so much tuna fish to get protein without getting the fat. I mean, driving by churches, chicken was hard. Deep fried big old chicken breast. I lost so much weight. I lost protein. I lost everything. I got scared. I got too skinny. I decided I can fix that. It's easier to fix that than the other stuff. I went and got me 2 chicken breasts from Church's Fried. They were big ones back then. And I went to Bo's. You don't know where that is, on Nebraska Avenue. You remember Bo's? You remember?
John taught us the way.
Now we're talking. We're having church now. Getting some amens up in here. That was they made milkshakes, a pina colada milkshake, 2 deep fried chicken breasts from Church's Fried Chicken. Wow.
You weren't underweight very long.
I wasn't underweight very long. I fixed that. I fixed it good. Then I had to, you know, get not as dedicated to my thinness, as you can plainly see. Amen. God is good today.
Amen.
If it wasn't for the joy of the Lord, I'd be under the load.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's righteousness when you're right with God.
Amen.
It is peace. Peace with God, so you can enjoy the peace of God.
Amen.
And that peace of God that comes by having peace with God is a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
They're trying to get peace in the Middle East. When there's no wars, they can call it peace. When all the wars stop, when all of the conflicts in your life stop, you can call that peace. But when the conflicts rage on and you still have peace, that's the peace that passes all understanding. It's the peace of knowing that you're right with God. And God is now going to take care of you no matter what.
Amen.
And then there's joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the third dimension of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Joy in the Holy Ghost. That's not a liver shiver on Sunday morning. Amen. It's not when you get so excited, the Holy Spirit's excited, that you speak in tongues. It's not that. The joy in the Holy Ghost is not a Jericho march around the building.
Come on.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is the go-between. Paraclete. I'll send you another comforter.
Yes.
When I go to heaven, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Everybody say comfortless.
Comfortless.
That is the word for orphan.
Right.
Orphanous. But I will send you another comforter. Paraclete in the Greek. It's one who acts in behalf of another.
Amen.
One who acts in behalf of another. And in our case, he brings us into a fellowship relationship with Jesus Christ and with the Father.
Amen.
And that's the joy of that relationship. Whereby we cry, not just Father, but we cry as sons of God and children of God. We cry, what do we cry?
Abba.
Say it loud.
Abba.
I want you to get that. Abba, Father. Well, what does that mean? It is the first words in the Aramaic, the language of Christ's day. It is the first words formed by an infant when they recognize who their daddy is. Ever, have you ever heard a baby say, Dada? Dada? Two syllables. They say that that baby knows his mama's voice before he's born. He knows his daddy's voice. In the womb, he hears them talking. And he already recognizes his mama and his dada. And when we become a child of God, the Bible said we're to cry, Abba, Father. Yeah. And that's acknowledging a personal, paternal relationship with God. You start your prayer acknowledging Him as your what? Your force in the universe, the man upstairs, our what? Our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. If somebody had told me this when I became a Christian, instead of trying to shame me into an altar every single Sunday, I confessed sins I didn't even know existed. I confessed everything I could think of. And I never felt that I was worthy, amen, of the kingdom, worthy of the King. I always felt a deficit on the inside of me. But I found out I'm more, and you are more when you figure it out. More than a conqueror through Him that loved you.
Amen.
So if you're right with God, the kingdom of God is represented. You know you're right with God. There's a confidence that comes. There's a boldness that comes. What more shall we say to these things? If God be for us, that's what happens when you're right with God. Who can be against us? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Peace that passes understanding. Believe me, this world will pick up on it. If you're just as worried as they are, upset as they are, downcast as they are, depressed as they are, disillusioned as they are, fearful as they are, hopeless as they are, you don't stand out in the crowd. You're just like the crowd. But if you've got a peace that they don't have, and they see it, they sense it, because you have a hope that comes through the resurrection and through the crucifixion. You stand out in the crowd.
Amen.
I want to stand out in the crowd.
Amen.
And my wife can testify.
Amen.
I do. They know this man is not some, oh, it's a bad, yeah, it's a bad world. It's getting worse. That means the Lord is coming soon.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Very soon.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
So I want you to receive communion today as we get ready to serve your communion, with an understanding of what He has done at the cross for you and the significance of the resurrection, because it's not only to forgive you but raise for your justification, just as if you had never sinned.
Amen.
And so is there anyone here that would say, Pastor Venable, I want to know more about what you have just been talking about, because it's in your Bible. You have read it before, but the first time I read it, I didn't get it. I just read it. But this is true.
Amen.
God answered the prayer of Jesus.
Yes.
He put us in the Beloved.
Yes.
That He might accept us. Oh, how can... I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Are we in the Beloved?
Yeah.
Amen.
Then we... He accepts us as the Beloved?
Amen.
That's a slow amen. And we're trying to get through. But that's a slow amen. You better think that through. You better go home and study your Bible is what you need to do.
Amen.
And you better do what you've been telling other people to do.
Amen.
If the let God be true.
Yes.
And every man, and that includes you.
Amen.
If you conflict with it, if you push back at it, let the man be the liar and let God come out on top every single time.
Amen.
Defer to him.
Amen.
And don't frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
That has allowed you this privileged, powerful place in him.
Amen.
I don't blame you for being slow to respond. But if you don't show the world something more than what most people are going to go through this morning and what they're going to go out to the world with, and that's going through the same thing and the same ritual, just a religious ritual without the true significance that can turn your life around and thereby be used of God to touch other people's lives who need to turn around. They need the hope that you have. They need the peace that you have. They need the joy that you have access to, and they need it desperately. Can you say amen?
Amen.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength today.
Amen.
And that's how we keep on in a very, very troubled time. So in this communion today, how many will accept the fact that your sins have been forgiven, that the blood of Jesus is that powerful?
Amen.
How many will accept the fact that not only have they been forgiven, they've been forgotten?
Amen.
Through this communion service.
Right.
Their sins will I cast away from them as far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
Their sins will I remember no more.
Right.
So let's commemorate the death of Jesus, not with a pity party for ourselves. And I don't believe Jesus wants you to pity him. I believe he wants you to worship him and love him.
Amen.
For what he's done.
Amen.
Not just get a tear in your eye over poor Jesus. Listen, on the cross he did not cease to be sinless.
Come
he
on,
did
man.
Not cease to be God in flesh.
Amen.
He laid down his life. And before he laid it down, he said, no man can take my life from me.
Right.
I have the power to lay it
Amen.
Down. And I have the power to take it up again.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was not a victim of Rome.
Amen.
He went willingly to that cross. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said I could have called how many angels? Did anybody do the math? My math professor's not here.
More than 12 legions of angels.
More than 12 legions. Somebody who did the math said that would be about 70,000 warrior angels to deliver him from the cross. See, we see him as a victim. They took him. They made him. No, they didn't. This is the glory of it.
Amen.
He went willingly. He laid down his life. He stretched out his hands to take those nails.
Yeah,
he stayed on the cross until he paid our sin debt in full.
Yes, he did.
So that all of the blessings of that cross could be yours and mine
yeah.
in him today.
Yeah.
So the religious ritual, let's kick it out. I did it. I knew I was going to do it. Okay, that's okay. I'm not going to try to put it back on. Hallelujah. We're too far gone for that. Listen, I do it every Sunday. I'm trying to drive something home that if I knew when I got saved, I wouldn't be downcast on resurrection morning. My Hosanna is working well today. How's your Hosanna? Praise God.
Amen.
What if we had a revival in our own life and somebody at work saw a difference in us? Not just because we go to church, but because we're representing a king and a kingdom that's bringing us joy and peace and strength to endure and overcome.
Amen.
What if that happened? What if that happened? You think they might listen to your witness more than reading your bumper sticker? Because on the bumper sticker, there for a while, one of the most prominent one was Christ is the answer. And so you see that on a bumper sticker, and then you see who's driving. And you say, seriously? He's the answer for everything?
Yeah,
Jesus can solve it all? Well, why is that person driving, honking their horn and giving me the bad finger? You know what the bad finger is, right? Don't show me. Why? Why is that person in the grocery line turning red in the face, their veins sticking out because somebody had to have a price check? Why are they like that if Jesus is the answer? Why do they look like that? Why do they act like that? But if you get this right, amen, you better be ready to give an answer. They'll be drawn to you. You won't have to corner them. They'll come to you. Amen. The Bible said, be instant, out of season. Be ready to give all men a reason for the hope that is in you. That means it has to be visible in your life. And in order to be visible, it has to be viable. Literally, it has to be real. So if you're looking for religious ritual, you really missed it today. The ritual people will be gone in about 15 minutes. We could be gone in 15 minutes, but it's not because we followed a ritual today. I came here to challenge and to be challenged. Amen. Every time I preach like this, I preach myself happy. I preach myself full of joy. I go back to the same Bible you got. Hey, I read the Bible you got.
Amen.
King James Version.
Amen.
New King James Version.
Yeah.
Amplified. Some of those good ones.
Yes, sir.
It's in there.
Yeah.
And it's to be taken to heart. He went to all this trouble to give us joy. He went to all this trouble to give us peace.
Right.
He suffered like he did to give us the gift of salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
And the gift of righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
How many's ever got a gift that made you happy?
Amen.
Somebody gave you something that made you happy?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not going to ask you what it was. I'm just saying there are gifts that can actually make people happy to have it.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And I'll bet you the giver was glad, if it cost them a lot to give it to you, that you were happy with it.
Amen.
My grandson, one Christmas, we got him it looked like a, what did it look like, a guitar or something? Because his daddy played the guitar. And he was about 7 years old, 8 years old. And but you press a button on it, you can play it. But another button, it sounded like a space gun shooting. And it lit up. I thought, he's going to love that. I love that. Can I keep it? No. I said, we'll give it to him. Since it's Christmas, I won't keep it. So we gave him that. And we were waiting to see his reaction. You know what his reaction was? He looked at it. And he was honest. He said, I hate it.
I'm taking it back.
That set her off. You're supposed to appreciate something.
Yeah.
It wasn't cheap on our budget. I mean, it wasn't no big thing, but on our budget, it cost something.
Yeah.
And we wanted him to be happy with it.
Yeah. Right.
And is it my granddaughter that took it? And she said, let me see it. She started playing it, and she started shooting with it. And he said, oh, give it back to me. And then we said, he's happy with it.
Yeah.
He's happy with the gift that we gave him. And that made us happy to see him. Let me tell you about the blessing of the Lord, the blessing that this service represents, that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
Amen.
It enriches us, not wealth and material. It enriches us spiritually beyond anything wealth and material can imagine. Hallelujah. And he addeth no sorrow with it.
Amen.
He said, I want you to be happy and joyous over the gift of salvation.
Amen.
I want you to be happy and joyous over the gift of righteousness. It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can thank him for it. You can live with an attitude of gratitude. You cannot earn it. But if you start doing that, somebody may listen to you when you talk about Jesus. But don't preach to them about him unless you can show them the value of having him in your life. Is that okay? They don't need another definition of Christianity. You know what they need? A demonstration of Christian, real Christian joy, real Christian peace, real Christian hope. If they see that, they can't buy it. There's nothing in a bottle they can drink, nothing in a syringe they can shoot up, nothing in a pill they can take to give them what is found freely, lavishly, lovingly in Jesus Christ today. So in this communion, once again, how many people would say, Pastor Venable, I want you to challenge me with the Word of God.
Amen.
Because I want this kind
Amen.
Of strength that the joy gives me. I want this kind of peace in my heart and in my life that others can sense when they are around me.
Yeah.
I want this kind of hope that is so visible to a gainsaying world
Amen.
That they'll come to me and say, where do you get this hope?
Yeah.
And what can you do? You can tell them about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want you to think this over as we think about all that he has done for us at the cross as we receive communion today. Sean, would you like to serve us communion today? Thank you. Hallelujah. The cross, friend, was enough. He doesn't have nor need to do any more than he has done.
Amen.
The cross was enough.
Amen.
The cross was enough to save you, to save me.
Amen.
Don't ever let such a price paid keep you from the full blessing and benefit of the cross. Because it's too precious to waste. The same night he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, passed it around to his disciples, and said, this is my body, broken for you. As often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. Not feeding the multitudes, working the miracles, healing the leper, opening the eyes of the blind, but going to the cross and allowing them to torture him to death so we could receive the gifts of salvation, and the gift of righteousness, and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Let's remember that gift and that giver today. You may eat the bread. He then lifted up the cup and said, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the sins of many. As often as you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. You publicly declare and demonstrate that you are saved only one way, and that's because of what he did in our behalf at the cross. No one is worthy of it, but everyone who repents and comes to Christ as their Savior is worthy because of it today. And that's why we can receive communion in good faith, because we are the children of God today.
Amen.
Thank you for the body that was torn and the blood that was spilled so that we could enjoy the gifts that you have given us as a result of it. In Jesus' name, you may drink the cup. Hallelujah. Commemorating the death of Jesus, celebrating the resurrection. Hallelujah. I saw a t-shirt on Jason on, what was it, Facebook? And it reminded me of something I saw on the back of a car window written out. And it said, if you got burdens that are too heavy and problems you can't solve, I know a guy.
Amen.
Yeah. You can.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy. And you know why they would let me tell them about that guy? How many know that guy's name is Jesus?
Amen.
How many know he is indeed the answer?
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of Christians don't look like it, but it is true. He is the answer.
Amen.
They need to discover it. Listen carefully. I know a guy. But this guy is going to be seen before they let me tell them about that guy. They're going to look at this guy. You know what the Bible said we are? How many know that there are epistles, the letters of the New Testament are called epistles? It took about 2 years after I got saved before I realized the epistles were not the wives of the apostles. It wasn't quite that bad, sister. Maybe a year it took me. Amen. You know what the Bible said you are today as a child of God? When you go out into the public marketplace, we are living. We're living epistles. We're the Bible in shoe leather then. We're living epistles. Written and read by all men. So before all these people burdened and don't know what to do, which way to turn, what's my purpose in life, this, that, why this, I know a guy. But before they let me tell them about Jesus, they're going to look at this guy.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can you say amen? If this guy don't have any victory, and this guy doesn't have hope, and this guy doesn't have peace, and this guy is reading all the clickbait terrible things on YouTube and then walking out of the house like this, like the whole world about me. Amen. No, this guy knows not just what's coming. This guy knows who's coming.
Amen.
And according to all that stuff that's going on, Jesus is coming very, very soon. But until he comes to take us with him, he promised to be right here with us today. Can you say amen? So we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ because he was raised for our justification. Glory to God. Did I point at anything yet? I will point at something. I need a pointer, one of those things, you know, like, this will work. This will work just as good. Praise God. Wait just a moment. Amen. Nobody in the tomb. That's the celebration we leave here with in just a few moments. Praise God. How many ready now that you've commemorated his death in your behalf? Receive the benefit and blessing of his blood and body. I want to go out of here with a celebration attitude today.
Amen.
That's First Baptist Atlanta. We're a Pentecostal church. Where do they see us worship on Sunday? Come on. I said that's First. They're rejoicing like that at First Baptist Atlanta. We the Spirit filled. Holy Ghost, tongue talking, dancing, shouting people.
Amen.
Yeah. Just wait till they see us worship. Amen. Wait till they get a load of our service. They're going to say, man, we can't touch that. MC Hammer said it, didn't he? Can't touch this. No, they can touch it. Listen, if we don't get a hold of it, God's going to pour it out on somebody that will receive it and rejoice about it.
Amen.
If we don't... Listen, when you walked in a Pentecostal church, you got a Pentecostal preacher, they've already categorized you and judged you.
Yeah.
A holy roller.
Yeah.
One of those people. You might as well enjoy it. Hallelujah. Can we have one more song? I'm going to ask you to bow your heads for just a moment. One song and we're going to go.
Amen.
Anybody here in this service, has the Lord spoke to you personally about your need for a Savior? About your need to receive the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness, something that the Bible calls the unsearchable riches of Christ and the unspeakable gift, a gift that's beyond any verbiage or words to describe the value of what we have been given. When God gave His Son and Jesus gave His life on the cross. Is there anyone in this room say, Pastor, I want to celebrate Easter Sunday by receiving the blessing and the benefit of His cross and His resurrection. I want to repent of my sins and receive Jesus as my Savior today. Anyone in the building before we close? You have? Are you coming back? Or are you just saying hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm just checking. Anyone in this room, God is speaking to your heart. He spoke to you. He wants to save you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to seal you. This year, as we go forward in the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Spirit, declaring the person of Jesus Christ to a gainsaying world, still, one thing holds true. God wants to save everybody on this planet. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. Thank God for that God, that mercy, and that grace today. Jesus Saves is somewhere here in closing. Amen. Every worship service that we have from here on out ought to be a continuation. Part of that worship is a continuation of the celebration that started when He rose from the dead and will continue in heaven throughout all eternity. We're going to celebrate what He did for us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So if you come to next week's service, it will not be Easter Sunday. So you don't get to eat all you're going to eat today. I'm sorry. But you can eat right here if you will eat the Word of God. Amen. And drink deeply of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The glory of this as we leave today, being in Christ doesn't make us divine. He just put us in the vine.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the glory of that.
Amen.
We're not divine.
No,
He's divine, and we're the branches, His members in particular.
Amen.
But thank God we, without question, we are in Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is in God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're marked for heaven, and He's coming soon to take us there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to it today. How many are glad you came to church this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God to celebrate. How many are glad we didn't just follow
sure
the pattern
Lord.
That you're normally used to? All the Christmas services run a pattern. All of the communions run a ritual as a rule. But not in this church,
amen.
Not through this preacher, and
thank
not in this place.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because He wants this to carry on when we go out through that door.
Amen.
Into the marketplace of the world.
Hallelujah.
And show the world the joy, the peace, and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. We love you. We appreciate you. We don't stop all the movement of the Spirit to receive an offering. Doesn't mean we don't need it. So thank you for giving the way that you have given. You blessed my wife. You blessed our family. You have encouraged us to keep on keeping on. It's like a vote of confidence in the ministry. And we thank you from the bottom of our heart. God's going to do more than thank you. He's going to bless you. If you don't believe it, just ask Sherry.
Amen.
We all know how God blesses today. Amen. Okay, are you ready for the last thing I usually say? It's out of the Bible. Got a T-shirt with it on it.
Don't you say no to me when I
this is scripture. I'm going to get the biggest.
He tells me no. I can't have ice cream today.
to get the biggest amen in the entire service when I give you this scripture out of the book of Nehemiah chapter 8. Go and eat the fat. Drink the sweet. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. How many can obey that? Amen. Well, go. No, help put stuff up and then go.